I was younger, I used to hitchhike. Looking back, I can't believe I actually did it. It's extremely dangerous, and people don't do it nearly as much anymore. Back when I would hitchhike, though, I felt that I needed to. I didn't have a cell phone, and they weren't quite as popular back then as they are now. This was the 90s. I was basically broke, and trying to travel a few states away where I thought that I could get a job. I certainly wasn't going to hitchhike the whole way there, but I could for some parts of the trip. So one day, it was late at night, and I had missed a bus that went through the town that I was in. I wasn't in a large city, but it was one that had a few stores, restaurants, and some other things. The city that I was trying to get to was just about an hour away. I decided to try and hitchhike the last part. I had just done so earlier in the day, and it went really well. I was picked up by a guy who was really friendly, and we talked the whole time. So at this point, I was feeling really confident and not scared or suspicious at all. I walked to one of the roads leading out of the city, so I knew that people would be driving the same direction I wanted to go. Things were not quite as busy on the roads anymore. It was probably like 10 p.m. or so, but I don't remember the exact time. I just know I had to wait for a while. I stood on the side of the road, and many cars passed me by. This was normal, and I would sometimes have to wait for a long time. Eventually, I saw a car slowing down, and it came to a stop just in front of me. It was a pickup truck, and when it stopped, I walked to the passenger side window. I saw a man in the driver's seat who said hi to me. He seemed like just an average guy, and he asked me where I was headed, and I named the city. He agreed to give me a ride there, and said that he was going there as well. I was happy to hear this and felt like I was in luck. It had been a long day of travel for me, and I was really tired. I knew in just about an hour I would be at my destination, and I had just enough money with me to rent a hotel for a couple of nights. The man introduced himself as Terry, and after a brief conversation, he pretty much drove in silence. I was so tired that I actually started to fall asleep. I remember almost dozing off a few times, and maybe about 20 minutes into the drive, I laid my head back against the window and my headrest and completely fell asleep. The next thing I remember was waking up dazed and confused for a few moments. I was still inside the truck with Terry, and he was still driving. He didn't say anything to me when I woke up, and he seemed focused on the road ahead. The strange thing was that we appeared to be driving on a very quiet road. I knew where the city I was trying to get to was, and I had looked at it on maps. I knew it was right off the freeway and was a straight shot from there. We should have taken the freeway the entire way there, so why were we on some random quiet road? I looked at the time in the car, and a little over an hour passed since I had fallen asleep. We should have certainly been there by now. I finally spoke and told the man that I was sorry I fell asleep. The man said it was fine, and I woke up just in time because we were almost there. I asked him why we were driving on a quiet road and said I thought it was right off the freeway. The man didn't answer me. After a few more moments, I spoke up and asked him again. This time, the man said there was a detour. I asked him where the detour was, and he just said, just a ways back. I just didn't have a good feeling at all. I looked around at the roads that we drove on. They were very dark and quiet. The surroundings were a mix between wilderness and occasionally people's houses. I didn't see any detour signs either. I asked the man about how far out we were, and he just said that we were pretty close and would get there soon enough. The further that he drove, though, the worse feeling that I got. I felt like there was a good chance that there was no detour at all. Where was he taking me, though? I had no idea. Then the man pulled the truck onto another road. I saw a small sign that said, dead end. I just barely saw it, and only for a few seconds as part of it lit up from the headlights of the man's truck. I felt like I had to get out of there. He wasn't driving very fast, as this was a pretty quiet road. I felt for the door handle of the truck. It had a manual lock just below the window, one of those locks that you push down to lock and lift up to unlock. It was locked, but I carefully grabbed it. The man started to look over at me. As soon as he did, I quickly pulled the lock up and unlocked the door. Then, I opened it up and jumped out of his truck. I fell down, but didn't injure myself. I got up to my feet as quickly as possible, and the truck slammed on its brakes up ahead. I then took off running off of the road and through the grass. I was probably in somebody's backyard. There was a mix between open grass and woods, and the terrain had some hills. I ran as fast as I could away from the roads. In the distance, I heard the truck, but I don't think the man got out and ran after me. I found a tree and hid behind it for a while. I'm not even sure how long. But after a decent time behind the tree, I left and walked for the road again. I ended up finding some random person's house and knocking on their front door. Surprisingly, they answered. I just asked them where the nearest gas station was, and they told me. It was about a mile walk, but I was able to make it there. From there, I found out where exactly I was. It turns out there was no detour, and the man had driven me past the city I had been trying to get to. I was about 15 minutes away in a nearby suburb. I think the man was driving me to his house. Eventually, I made it to where I was going, and I didn't hitchhike again after that. A couple of months ago, I was on my way home from work one night. It was probably about 11 o'clock. I was tired and looking forward to getting home and going to bed. My drive home usually took about 20 minutes, give or take. I had gotten off the highway and was on a road that was a little bit quieter. I had less than 10 minutes before I was home. I passed by a few businesses and I know there was a sidewalk on the right. At the time, I was the only car around and didn't see any others. As I kept going, I saw there was a woman up ahead, actually standing on the road. She appeared to be holding a baby in one arm. As I got closer, she started waving at me frantically. I slowed down and then stopped my car near her. She came over and asked if I could give her a ride. She said that she only needed to go about a mile down the road, and she lived in a neighborhood just over there. I didn't stop and question why, I just said yes, probably because she seemed so desperate and had a baby with her. I wanted to help her out. She voluntarily got in the back seat of my car and on the passenger side. When she got in, she seemed very grateful and happy that I was willing to give her a ride. I asked her where she needed to go, and she told me that it was just up the street and she would let me know exactly when to turn. As we drove, I made pleasant conversation by asking how old her baby was. She told me he was 5 months and that he was sleeping. She held the child close to her body and gently rocked it side to side. I was happy that I hadn't woken him up. I continued to drive, but I drove on the road for much longer than a mile. After a few minutes, I asked the woman if I had missed the turn. She said no, and I kept driving. But soon, we had gone on this road for almost 10 minutes. I was kind of annoyed that she had told me just about a mile, because this was much further. I know she really wanted a ride, but I would have preferred her to just tell me the actual address. Plus, this was now getting farther away from my place, as I would have turned almost a mile back. But still, I wasn't too far away from where I lived. And what could I do about it now? The woman said again that she would let me know when to turn. After a few moments of driving in silence, I glanced back at the woman and baby in my rearview mirror. I saw the baby was now facing me, and what I saw shocked me. The baby was not real. It was fake, very clearly. It looked like a pretty realistic doll, but there was no questioning this. No wonder it hadn't cried. All to this point, the woman had held the baby facing her, and it was very wrapped up and had a hat on, so I couldn't see its face or hair. Suddenly, I had a really bad feeling. Who was this woman, and what was she trying to do? That's when she told me to turn at the next road. Things were much quieter over here. This road did not have any streetlights, and I turned and began driving down it. I looked in my mirror, and the woman was now holding the fake baby to face her again. I went down that road maybe half a mile before the woman told me to take the next right once more. After turning there, I could see that this was a dirt road and very quiet. My bad feeling got worse. She told me that this was her street, and she would let me know when to stop. She asked me to slow down, and I slowed to about 10 miles per hour. We made it a good distance down that road, and then the woman said that I could stop right there and she would get out. I stopped the car, and she said thank you and opened the door. Almost as soon as she was completely out, I heard another noise. The woman did not close the door, and I looked back to see a man emerging from behind a tree on the side of the road. Then, I noticed another man coming out of the woods in front of my car. I saw them both very quickly approaching me. I hit the gas and veered off to the left to make a U-turn. I heard the woman yelling, "Get him!" Somebody grabbed at my door, and it swung shut just from me turning, but luckily, nobody got inside. After I had made a U-turn, I saw the man standing in the middle of the road, and the woman a little bit to the left. Another man was still approaching me, now from behind. I drove towards them and honked my horn repeatedly, but they didn't move. They stayed there, and I had to turn to the right to avoid them. I ended up driving off the road through the grass, but was able to make it around. The woman came up and hit the left rear side of my car as I did. I saw the three of them standing in the dirt road as I drove away. As soon as I was off of the dirt road, I called the police. Then I went home. I know that I was set up, and I will never pick up a hitchhiker again. A few years ago, something really creepy happened to me. It took place at night, and I was driving home. It was pretty late, probably like 11 p.m. or midnight, and most of the roads nearby where I live are really quiet and rural. The area has lots of woods and wildlife, and some farmland as well. So I was driving down one of the roads, and I came around a bend to see what looked like somebody standing on the side of the road. This stretch was pretty much covered in woods on both sides. I was immediately a little bit creeped out to see this. It was a man in shorts and a t-shirt, and he kind of had his hand out like he was hitchhiking. I was going probably 40 miles per hour, but I had to slow down. The man had one foot in the driving lane that I was in. As I got closer, the man actually took another couple of steps out into the road like he was trying to stop me. Then he started waving at me. I was suspicious, but I stopped the car. The man walked around to my passenger side window. I was not looking to let the man inside of my car, but I rolled the window down a little to see what he wanted. When I did, the man said that his friend had fallen in the woods and hurt his leg, and he needed help. For whatever reason, the man just came off as genuine and concerned about his friend to me. He was kind of pointing into the woods. I asked if he had called the police, and the man said that he got no signal out here. He asked me if I could come and help his friend out of the woods. I said yes right away, but I don't really know why I did. In the moment, I believed the man, as stupid as that might sound. I parked my car and got out. The man sort of jogged into the woods and waved me over. I followed, and we soon entered the dense forest. The man said, "Over here," and kept going further in. I asked him what had happened, but he didn't really answer me. I was just kind of trying my best to keep up with him, and he was walking really quickly. I assumed that his friend was maybe like 20 yards into the woods, but I guess it was a lot further. We walked through the woods for probably like 5 minutes. Finally, the guy said that his friend was right over here. He then pointed to a little path that we were on that went to the right. We weren't on an actual path, but it was kind of like a path because I could tell that either people or animals had walked this way many times. Anyways, I walked through there as the man stayed behind me. He said that he thought he had dropped something over there and started looking around on the ground. He said that his friend was like 10 feet down that way. I walked down there expecting to see somebody, but I didn't. I looked all around and I called out asking if anyone was there, but I didn't hear anything. I called out to ask the guy where exactly his friend was, but he didn't answer me. I heard him off in the distance walking around, but I didn't know exactly where he had gone, and to me, it sounded like he was going further away. Now I wasn't sure what to do. I began walking all around and kept asking if anybody was there. After a while, I decided to go find the guy who I had been with. I walked to the direction that he had gone in, but I couldn't find him. I cut through countless tree branches and bushes. I didn't see him anywhere. The woods was pretty dense, and soon, I stopped hearing him at all. It was also pitch black in there, and I had to use the flashlight from my phone to really see anything. It became very quiet, other than me. I still called out a few times, asking if anybody was there, but received no answer. Then I decided that I would just head back to my car. The only problem was, I didn't really know where I was anymore. I did my best to think of the direction that I had gone in and tried to retrace my steps. It felt like I was just walking around in circles though. Eventually, I just picked a direction that I thought the road was in and started walking. But at least 5 minutes went by and I didn't reach the road. I was getting worried. I went on my phone to possibly call the police or look up the GPS of where I was, but I didn't have a signal. It was never that great around there. As I was stopped there, standing in the woods looking at my phone screen, I heard something. There was somebody definitely walking in the woods behind me, and they were coming in my direction. I turned around and looked, but then things became silent. I asked who was there, but got no answer. Then I turned back around and started walking. That's when I heard the noise again. Somebody was walking through the woods behind me. I was really nervous, and I sped up. I kept walking through the woods, and heard the noises behind me the whole way. The sounds were probably 30 yards behind or so. I didn't know who it was, but they didn't want me to know who they were. When it sounded like they were getting closer, I soon started running. I was hoping that I would just reach the end of the woods that seemed to go on forever. But then, finally, I made it back to the road. I was actually right by my car, and I saw it not too far away. I ran for it and got inside as quickly as possible. I started it up and then pulled out of there. It wasn't until I was driving away that I looked behind me. When I did, I saw a man standing just off the road. It was the same guy who I had seen before. I was just so happy to be out of there. When I had phone service again, I called the police and told them about the situation. Looking back, it was really strange, and I never should have left my vehicle.